Ready to release your authentic leadership? Being an effective leader means leading with compassion, calm, and confidence, so you can motivate and inspire those around you. This hypnosis track helps you elevate your leadership skills and reach your most confident state of mind.
Thank you for taking some time for yourself. Before you begin this wonderful experience, if you could close your eyes, take a few deep, relaxing breaths, leading your body into relaxation. And you can expect to have a fabulous time, breathing in and breathing out, deeper into relaxation. I wonder if you can imagine a tiny dot, a circle that represents leadership. You can make the color of that circle whatever color you choose, as you discover a deeper sense of relaxation. Shoulders relax. Arms, legs relaxed. The support of the chair supporting you. Deeper into this experience. I don't know the last time you really created your true sense of leadership. And if you could send that tiny dot to your ankles now, filling your feet and ankles with your energy of authenticity. Energy to your knees now. Relax. Belly button relax, abdomen relax, head relaxing, breathing in and breathing out. And if you could expand your dot of authenticity to the size of a basketball, ready traveling down your face, neck, chest, tummy, pelvis, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet, relax. I don't know if you will choose to expand your dot circle to a larger sphere or leave it just as it is, traveling back up to the top of your head, to the tips of your toes, what some people love about hypnosis is their thoughts are clearer. More detached, or for some it's a sense there's more space in the mind, or something else. I want to remind you how special you are, and whatever you do, you are always enough. You always achieve beyond what's expected, and even if you chose to do nothing, absolutely nothing, there would still be no one else in the world exactly the same as you. The privilege of knowing what it's like to be you. Your life experience, wisdom, you make the world a better place just by being in it. Maybe in the past you've felt your leadership skills weren't quite enough. Maybe you'd like to strengthen what you already have. Either way, it's got nothing to do with you, because there's a process to it. So go easy on yourself today. Let it be enough. You can be a little kinder to yourself. And the question on how to be an authentic leader could be answered in a variety of ways. but it does depend on the role you're in. And you've probably heard of clairgrades, levels of human existence. We start off as level one, where babies and need food, water, shelter. And the same is true when we grow old. And at level two, we form tribes. We go to the local school, local sports team. And some love this level and stay here their entire lives. And some break away to level three, get a tattoo, dye their hair, start a protest, join a gang, and progress to level four, serve the civil society, the military, the government, become teachers, doctors, and progress on to level five. Start a business, grow a company, be an entrepreneur. And some clients hit a point where they question how much money they're earning without a purpose, and progress to level six. The world of charity. Of giving. Helping make the world a more compassionate place. And if you've been trusted at every level on your journey, you get to join level seven, and that's where you find people like Sir Richard Branson, who was a dropout uni student, created Student Magazine, a music empire, trusted to build a cruise ship, trusted to have a mobile phone company, trusted with an international airline, trusted to go to space. But at any stage you choose to have a tantrum, you fall back a level. And you see this with soldiers that serve countries, that drop out and build their own private contract company. And at one stage a few years ago, I had read there were more recruiters for soldiers in private companies than soldiers themselves. And they drop back to a level three, claw their way back up and progress to level five. And maybe you've seen this pattern before, with the police force. They serve their local area, their state, their country. Often they skip the experience of being an entrepreneur, and choose to progress to charity, giving with compassion, helping the world be a better place. But if they find that space too relaxed, not enough rules or processes or procedures, they drop very quickly back to a level to try. And you find them at the local tuck shop, the local gym, the local sports team, at the local pub, local RSL. And it depends on what level you're at. To be an authentic leader, no one would expect to see an authoritarian charity or to see a hippie New Age police force, late, messy, hugging everyone. It would be a bit creepy. And depending on what generation you're from, for some, Mark Zuckerberg was challenging to stomach as an 18-year-old entrepreneur. No one would really want to see a baby run a corporation, or at the extreme end, someone fragile and extremely old. And so how do you decide how authentic you can be? Do you expect a salesman to be fun, outgoing, passionate, energetic? A dance teacher to be boring, dull and lifeless? Do you expect human resources to swear, be politically incorrect? And the truth is, we're all resourceful, 100% of the time. You are full of human resources. And Sony Ericsson is a brand that is magical and anyone would buy. People would buy Sony Ericsson from all levels. Charity, corporations, governments, gangs, tribes. The brand Sony Ericsson's not like Harley Davidson, Red Bull, Tesla, or KFC. Not everyone likes those things. While there might be some that don't like Sony Ericsson, most of the population are impartial and doing the right thing is exactly what Sony Ericsson did. Sony Ericsson wanted to test for the demand and wanted it researched. They tested the appeal of their W600 handset to the American market. It was their second mobile phone, with FM radio, Walkman features. It had two buttons like a Game Boy, and the results would determine the demand. They forecasted sales of 5,000 units, and within 2 weeks they sold 10,000 units. And to quote a Sony Ericsson worker, "The amount of back orders and supply chain havoc this caused was a nightmare. Our final forecast would indicate around 75,000 units would have been sold if we had been able to meet the demand. What do you demand from your leadership? What do people demand from you? To be diplomatic, polite, reserved, patient, taking risks, pushing boundaries, be embarrassingly honest, being fair, defining areas of grey, or black and white thinking, and sometimes finding the right role for your personality takes a lot of time, patience, education, life experience." And hindsight is easy. To look back at the past, take time, reflect, wish you made that decision or this decision. Elated you made that choice or this choice. But foresight is a skill, and it reminds me of Michael Yapko, leading author on depression and hypnosis, and some of his experience comes from working with the military in San Diego, the United States. Not all people want things on the record. And some serving in the civil service choose to go out and seek out therapists in private practice. And he no longer has a private practice now, but he was sharing a story about foresight, and without disclosing much information, he explained this person in the military kept saying to him, "You don't understand me. You don't understand me. I'm a poet." And some people sign a contract with the military for passion, for serving their nation, and for others out of desperation for income. And the good news is foresight is a skill, and the future is predictable. And if you're too strict with your employees every day, The future is predictable. And if you have lack of rules for your employees, the future is predictable. And if you eat excessively every day, the future is predictable. And isn't it wonderful to know in the future, no matter what level you're at, what role you're in, your high standards of expectation for yourself? You are resourceful. 100% of the time, utilizing your inner resource, your human resources. And it reminds me of a story I share with my clients who might have an eating disorder. And it starts like this. Once upon a time, there was a princess who noticed there was trouble in her kingdom. There was nothing but bickering and fighting in her kingdom. And no matter what she did, she couldn't end the fighting. And so she summoned the Minister for Stability, the Minister of Peace, the Minister for Investment, the Minister of Harmony, the Minister for Interior and Exterior, the Minister for Integrity. And that evening, the princess went to sleep. When she awoke, there was peace in her kingdom. She had found the skills to integrate her authentic leadership into her kingdom. And isn't it wonderful to know in the future just how easy it was to start with a small dot of authenticity? And when you're ready to reorient yourself back to your external world, you can stretch out, take a few passionate, energetic breaths, calm, focused, relax. Open your eyes. Welcome back. You're perfect, just as you are.